A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we are not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Indeed we are. And if you would like to read up on the serums we mentioned, you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to anything we talk about on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, Instagram at forever35podcast, and you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums. And there is also a Forever 35 subreddit.
Very exciting.
Whew.
That's at reddit.com/r/forever35.
Thank you, Dori. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And if you would like to reach us directly, you can do that also. We have a voicemail number where you can also text us at 781-591-0390. You can also email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. You can also email us a voice memo if you would prefer that method of communication. And, you know, we do always appreciate a rating or review on Apple Podcasts if you are so inclined. So, as Kate would say, toodaloot on over.
That is what I would say.
That is what you would say.
Toot toot.
Yep.
Just toot on that little horn that you have and toot toot on over.
Yep. Toodaloot oot.
Oh my gosh.
Toodaloot it up.
Very predictable, aren't I? I mean, you talk to me many times a week and I really...
I wouldn't say predictable. I would just say on brand.
I'll take it. I'll take
okay.
it, Dori.
All right. Okay.
That was a big sip of water. I just think I took on the microphone. Sorry about that.
Kate, you have some exciting grooming news to share.
I do love that you called it grooming because I referred to my feet in this as horse hooves. Or maybe I didn't. Yeah, I did. My feet look less like horse hooves is what I wrote. Look, I'm not trying to talk poorly about myself. I really try to always speak in the positive, but I got to tell you, it was rough. My feet look gnarly.
Okay.
Just, I love a pedicure. I love going to get pedicures. That is how I took care. I mean, and I, like, for example, I think we talked about this a year ago when this pandemic started. I would put gel nail color on my feet constantly. Like, I hadn't seen my toenails in a very long time. And then the pandemic hit and I had to let the gel grow out. And it was a whole thing. So I have not had a professional pedicure since then, but I deeply miss the experience of a pedicure, that like time alone. I miss the outcome, which is better than anything I could ever do myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried. And so I gave myself, you know, an at-home pedicure. And God, they look so much better. Like I don't know what it is about like the reflection of your feet and how it makes you feel about the rest of yourself. But there's something about like looking down and your feet just like looking a bit haggard. You know, like you haven't cut your nails. You haven't, buffed that giant callus. You haven't put on lotion and everything's cracked and like, you know. I still get like weird because I used to run, like my toenails have fallen off. Like it's just a scene down there, Dory. Mm-hmm. And something about like, there is something, at least for me, of like the reflection of like, if my feet are kind of cared for, the rest of me just feels better.
Yep.
Does that resonate with you at all?
I hear that. I hear that. You know, it's funny because last night I trimmed my toenails for the first time in a while. So maybe I was just like picking up your foot wavelength or something.
You were channeling my energy. We are, it's like
I
when
was.
People have their menstrual cycles at the same time.
Yes.
But we're with toenails.
In sync.
Where yeah. toenails are.
Is that
sink.
A thing? I think it is.
It is now. It is like anything now. Goes now in quarantine.
Totally.
So I did that. I cut my toenails. I kind of like tried to push the cuticles back a little
wow,
bit.
Oh, you went to town.
Well, like, Dory, not to get too gross, but like the cuticles were like at least a third of the nail.
Wow.
It was rough. It was rough down there.
Did you, and you polished them?
I shaped. I polished, ooh. I buffed, ugh. And then the most importantly, what I've been doing since. So I did this a few days ago. And then since then, the most important thing is that my feet were so dry. So I have been, you know, doing the classic lotioning up of the foot with my Soap and Glory foot lotion that a listener recommended a while back. And then I have been dumping cuticle oil all over my toenails. Which is not something I normally do, but I was like, I gotta soften this area up a little bit. And then I am socking my feet.
Mm, love that.
And after one day, they felt better.
It's amazing, right?
It's amazing what a sock can do.
Yeah, it is. You know, Kate, I just have to say, I'm really pleased that we're having this conversation because you used to have such an aversion to even talking about feet.
You know what? That's
true.
Like
this is really progress.
Do you think it's exposure therapy for me?
Maybe. Because I talk about feet.
I just the whole podcast has been exposure therapy to feet.
I don't know. Or maybe you're just growing more comfortable in your own skin.
I mean, honestly, 3 years ago, I wouldn't have even wanted to admit that I have feet. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't even
would
want
not,
to talk about them.
We would not have been having this conversation. That just occurred to me as you were talking. Like, I feel like there have been times where I've even like brought up my feet and you've been like, oh.
I mean, I just did it.
Yeah. So the fact that we just really had an extensive conversation about your feet and foot care and all the rest. I mean,
I'm growing is what I hear you saying.
You are. You're growing. You have grown.
Well, I have a lovely polish, an Olive and June polish on right now. It's a nice kind of beigey brown color.
A neutral.
A neutral, if you will. Like the color of a tan bag.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, I love a tan purse.
Sure.
That, you know, if I was going to name a nail polish, I would just call it tan purse.
Tan purse. That's a great name,
right? Very practical name.
Totally.
So I'm feeling good. It's not even like it's sandal weather. It's just more of a mental thing for me of like, it just made me feel more together. I cannot even fully explain it.
Inspiring me. Because I also need to give myself a manicure, which I haven't done in a while. So maybe this will just be a weekend of nail care for me.
You're going to go head, toe, toe. I'm trying to think of a pun here, but I can't. What's a good toe pun, Dory?
Don't push it.
No. What, they just come organically?
Yeah. Like if they don't come organically, I think it's like, okay.
I'll get one by the end of this recording. Okay. Well, anyway, enough about my feet, which are currently in slippers.
Same.
We're really talking about body parts today because your boobs are feeling better today.
Yes. Well, so you inspired me. You're just continually inspiring me, Kate.
What is this episode is really boosting my ego. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. You had done a virtual bra fitting recently.
I did.
And I was like, I do not have a bra that fits. Like, I just don't. Yeah, I mean, I've been wearing these bralettes, which fit, quote unquote, but I mean, they're not supportive in the least. And I was just like, I don't even know what size I am. Like, I need to just figure this out. So I did it this morning. I booked it with Nordstrom. You can book it online. And what's kind of funny is when I was looking for an appointment, all of the LA area Nordstrom appointments, like, they didn't have any appointments for like 2 or 3 weeks or something. So I was just like searching around the country for places, because it's virtual, so like, who cares, for places that had sooner appointments. So I ended up getting one with a Nordstrom associate in New York.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun. She was like, oh, you're in LA. I usually get people from New York and New Jersey. And I was like, yeah, well, you had the soonest appointment.
So. I need help.
So what they do is, she had me measure my boobs. I showed her how a couple of bras fit. I talked to her about what I was looking for in a bra. And then she is going to send me a box of bras and I will choose the ones I want. And they include a FedEx label and you just drop it back in a FedEx box, or, you know, you bring it to FedEx and you send back the ones you don't want.
I love this. I might.
Super easy.
Did you get more bras this way?
And what she... So she texted me a link a couple hours ago with some of her selections. She was like, what do you think of these? And I was like, I like these. Can we get one that looks like this? Blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yep, no problem. So it's kind of fun. And we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping that I like at least one of the ones she sends me.
Yeah.
And she's going to send me a couple different sizes just to kind of see how they feel. And It was, I'm really glad I did it. And it took like 15 minutes. It was very, very, very fast. So highly recommend.
You know, I'm just listening to us kind of share these recent things that we've done. And we are two people who have been able to stay home with work. You know, like, we haven't been really out in the world just because of the nature of our jobs. And I'm wondering, like, do you think this is subconsciously like us feeling invigorated that people are getting vaccinated and that, like, we might be able to kind of return to interacting with people and seeing people, and we're like starting? Do you think it's like just some sort of internalized, like, it's coming, like, in a few months, like, we might get to wear bras outside again?
I saw a tweet recently that was like, that was basically like, you all be ready. I hope you all are ready to, like, show me your glow ups or something, like, implying that everyone was, like, you know, working on themselves during Quar, which, you know, I hardly think is the case. I will tell you that I was kind of inspired to book some, like, self-care maintenance-y things because I'm getting my author photos taken. Mm-hmm. And then it turned out that, like, half of the appointments I booked are going to be, have to be after the photos anyway, but I was inspired to, like, oh, and also, you know, all this stuff in LA was closed for a while.
Yeah. I mean, we just, you know, salons just opened a few weeks ago.
Salons just reopened, yeah. You know, estheticians just were able to reopen. So I did kind of feel like, oh, okay, now is the time when I can kind of go. And I feel like everyone has their safety protocols down now.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm getting my eyebrows done.
Whoa, that's exciting.
I'm getting a haircut. So, yeah, I'm just doing a few of those things. And I'm hoping that they will carry me into the period where we are, hopefully, knock on wood, going to be leaving our houses. So, yeah, I'm sure that was an element that was subconsciously at work for me, even though it was also like, oh, shit, I have these photos I need to take and... wait.
Right. Like,
unfortunately, my haircut will not be before the photos, but c'est la vie. But listen, the eyebrows will, which I'm excited about.
Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine what that's like.
I know. I know.
That's so exciting, Dory.
Thank you. I'm pretty excited, I have to say. I'm also, you know, I'm excited for a new bra.
Oh, your boobs are going to be so happy.
I'm just really looking forward to this.
It's going to feel good. I feel like I stand up straighter when my breasts are better supported, and I just feel more comfortable.
Oh, totally. Totally. And then in other kind of getting life shit done news, which has been kind of an ongoing theme for me, I feel like, over the last few weeks. I finally have like set the wheels in motion to get life insurance.
I am excited for you because as we've discussed, this is self-care.
Yes. So I was talking about it with our financial coach, who I've mentioned many times on the show before, but I will mention his name and his website because every time I mention him, people ask, what's his name? What's his website? So it's Dylan Snowden. His website is dylanteachesfinance.com. If you mention me, you get 20% off your first month. There we go. Okay. Anyway, we were meeting with him and I was telling him that I want to get life insurance. And he was like, you should just go on policygenius.com. And I was like, great, because I just wanted it to be as easy as possible. and so I did that. It was as advertised, very easy. And I have my medical exam later this week. And then assuming that goes well, they will like start underwriting my policy. And then like I should have life insurance in the next like month.
Dory, yes.
So yeah, so I'm feeling like that is a huge weight off my shoulders because it had been one of those like, I need to do that things. And finally I have done it. So
that's great. Me. I'm so glad. I'm glad. I'm even more glad than I am for your bras.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm happy for both of you, but you know.
Yeah. Well, before we take a break, should we tell people a little bit about our guest today?
Okay. We interviewed not just an accomplished author and person whose life has been turned into a movie.
NBD. But,
yeah, no big, but she's also a listener of this podcast. And so she came prepared to talk about skin.
Oh, yeah. And she has been listening for a very long time, and she has also written in previously and given us advice and recs before and introduced us to some lines that we had previously never heard of. I mean, she's just great. She's a skincare guru. She's also active in the Facebook group, so you've probably seen her name pop up. Anyway, it's Joanna Rakoff. She's wonderful. Come with a pencil and a pad of paper because
truly
you will want to be taking notes.
Yes, but you can find it all on our website too.
Yes. All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift.
all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
We are thrilled to have as our guest today, Joanna Rakoff. Joanna, hello. Welcome to Forever 35. It's about time you were on the show.
I'm so excited to be here.
we should say that in addition to being an award-winning writer, we will read your bio in a moment, but you have also listened to the podcast. So this feels like very full circle, like it's been intended since the beginning.
Yes, it feels that way to me too. I think I knew about the podcast even before it launched because of Dory. And I mean, I was waiting for the first episode.
So. Yay. Well, it's such a treat to finally get to have you on.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
And it's a great reason too, because the movie, which is based on your memoir, My Salinger Year, has just come out. So let's share your bio first and foremost. Joanna is the author of the novel A Fortunate Age, winner of the Goldberg Prize for Fiction, and the international best-selling memoir My Salinger Year, which was released as a feature film starring Sigourney Weaver and Margaret Qualley on March 5th, 2021. And her books have been translated into 20 languages and nominated for major prizes in the Netherlands and France. No big deal. She's written frequently for the New York Times, Vogue, Marie Claire, O, the Oprah Magazine, and many other publications. And Joanna lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts with her family. And we're so thrilled to have you. I was revisiting an email you sent us about skincare dupes, and it was like the most informative email we'd ever received. And after we got it, I went and bought like everything you said to buy in the email. So we've got to go through this list, see if you're still using these products. But before we get started in that area, can you give us some insight into your own self-care practices? You know, we talk about them on every episode.
we would love to hear something that you've implemented in your daily routine that helps you take care of you.
Yeah, it's strange. I was, of course, thinking about this in preparation for talking to you guys. And what I realized is that during the pandemic, what I do to take care of myself kind of changes on a daily basis. And I feel like I should step back and explain that you mentioned my family. So mm-hmm. I live in a pretty tiny house with my husband and our three kids. We're a blended family. So I have two older kids who are essentially teenagers, they're 12 and 16 from my first marriage. And then my husband and I have a 5-year-old who is kind of insane. And, and so during the pandemic, I feel like I don't even need to say this, but life has been pretty intense. And it's been intense for everyone in very different ways. For our particular family, my husband's job became more everything. He had more to do because of the pandemic. And for the first few months, he was, you know, on Zoom calls for 10 hours a day. And I had all three kids at home just losing their minds. And and of course, I am on deadline for a new book. Sometimes for me, self-care means taking a long walk by myself, you know, without my phone and just kind of thinking my own thoughts or thinking my way into an essay I have to write or thinking my way into my book or just thinking about how I'm obsessed with the Taylor Swift Bon Iver song Exile or whatever I'm thinking about, like whatever random thing is on my mind. Sometimes it means just allowing myself to kind of be in the moment with my kids, like putting everything away. I have a lockbox for my phone and I'll lock my phone away for 12 hours at a time.
What?
And yeah, I highly recommend it. I actually have two. I have one at my office, which is where I am now, and one at home.
And how does it work? You set it and then you can't open it for 12 hours?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that gives me anxiety. Wow. That's amazing. Okay.
I know. It gave my husband actually got it for me, and it gave me anxiety at first because I, of course, thought, you know, what if, I don't know. I mean, I really honestly thought about some really stupid things. Like, what if people are responding to my Instagram post and I need to respond to them? Like, just the dumb things that everyone thinks about, right? I wasn't thinking, what if there's an emergency?
Right.
you know, what if I need to, I don't know what, look at the news? But once I got used to it, I really, really loved it. And it gives you a lot of freedom. I also use the program that you use, Kate, Freedom.
Oh, the best.
Sort of.
We're going to need a link to that lockbox.
Yeah.
For our own purposes and for our listeners.
You have to try it. Like, you can buy it on Amazon. If you don't like it, just send it back.
But yeah.
I would give it a week and, you know, just try it. See what you think. One thing I love to do is to, in the evening, if I've been sort of online on screens all day, I love to just kind of lock it away early, like at dinner time for 14 hours.
And
it's almost like my mind shifts into a completely different gear, knowing that I can't look at it.
Wow. I need this lockbox.
I do too. This sounds great.
I can't believe I've never even heard. I mean, of course it makes sense you could find a box where you can lock a phone away, but I've never even thought about the possibility of this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your skincare obsession, because I know that you've gotten even more into it in quarantine, but it seems to me in our correspondence that like you've always been very knowledgeable, very interested in the pursuit of the product. Like the passion for the product, which I can relate to a lot. So I would love just like personally to get your faves, your holy grails, the things you love. Cause you directed me to some really amazing products like Josh Rosebrook's.
Oh my gosh.
The hydrating accelerator from Josh Rosebrook, which I think you emailed us about a couple years ago. I don't know if you're still obsessed with it, but I do think that is like the best hydrating toner, period. The best.
No, that is one of the products that I can't live without. Like, there's something about the smell of it. And I notice a difference in my skin when I stop using it. I actually don't have, so I gathered products to show to you guys. I have a few little boxes here divided between skin, hair, and makeup.
Oh my God. Oh boy.
Yay. And then there's a little pile of supplements too, because that's
Oh my gosh, Joanna.
But I don't have, I know. I wish we were doing this in person, you guys.
I know.
But I don't even have the Josh Rosebrook toner to show you because I used it up because I just go through it. It's one of my all time favorites. I will never not use it. And it's so, I mean, for a toner, it's expensive. And I'm a person who, it's weird. I don't mind spending money to a certain degree. Like, I've never bought, I don't know, like La Mer. I've never bought like a $300 product, but like I'll buy a Sunday Riley sort of, you know?
Yeah.
But the Josh Rosebrook is kind of pricey for toner, and yet I don't even think about it. It's just like,
I know.
Yeah. Like, it's like I should have it.
I got to have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So I will show you some things. So let's see where to start. Should we start with cleanser?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So I, I've tried many, many cleansers. I tend to have three cleansers at all time, which I think you guys probably do too. Like, I have like a shower cleanser that, you know, is a little bit more for the morning or like when I'm not wearing makeup. And then I have like a take everything off cleanser. And then I always have micellar water. So, like you guys, Dory, I loved your micellar deep dive, whatever, a year or so ago.
Thank you so much.
And I sort of followed excitedly. but I've tried a bunch too. And my absolute favorite is from this Japanese brand, Kogendo, that a lot of makeup artists use. I was introduced to it. This is going to sound like the most like douchey thing to say in the world, but I was introduced to it when I was being photographed for Vogue. And the really, really wonderful makeup artist who you could follow her on Instagram, Courtney Perkins, she's amazing, loves these products. And she suggested it to me. And she said, like, it takes everything off and it's completely gentle. So I started using it, but it's quite expensive. It's like, I don't know, it's crazy expensive. It's like $30 for a little bottle. And I found that, honestly, like, the simple micellar water, which I think you've used, Dory, or like the Garnier micellar water, is not that different. I really like the Garnier Rose version, which comes in a pink bottle.
I've never used that.
It's relatively new. I think it's the best one. I highly recommend. So I always have one of those on hand because there are just nights when you're like, I don't feel like washing my face, right? Or for me, there are.
Yes. And no, then, there are.
Totally. So, and then I always have a cleansing oil on hand. I started using cleansing oil, I mean, a million years ago. I used the Shu Uemura version, which has is now kind of bad, has fragrance in it, but I don't even know how long ago. A friend of mine she might be one of the reasons that I like skincare products. A friend of mine who had lived in Japan gave me some of it, and I was like, oh, this is great. So now I use the Tatcha. And I think that is the best. Like, I just always have that. But then my real cleanser, this is all the lead up to the real cleanser, is I am a balm person. And my absolute favorite is Yves Lom, which is the original. And I will not make this into too long a story, but it just smells so good. And it takes everything off and your skin feels hydrated and kind of plumped and great. And I just always go back to it. Like, I'll try other things. I like the pharmacy one, the Green Clean, but I don't think it's as hydrating as this. I also love, like, a good dupe is from Trilogy, the Australian rose hips brand. They make a really good cleansing balm. That's the only one that I think is as close to this. It's much less expensive. But I'll just miss this and miss the smell of it. Okay. Cleanser. My toner, I use the Josh Rosebrook. Why can't I say that? It's like one of my favorite skincare brands.
Because we put you on the spot.
I know. It's like, yeah. So, and then I use a bunch of products that are kind of like, I think of as like OG Forever 35 products. So at night, I will use the Sunday Riley Retinol.
Is it UFO or the Luna? I forget what it's called.
So I've actually not tried those. This is the A plus high dose retinoid serum.
High dose. I like that.
Yes. And I feel like I need to say this is like a kind of large bottle. It's the same size as like the standard good jeans bottle. This bottle lasts a weirdly long time. I realized recently that my last bottle had lasted a year and I use it. It's not like I'm so anyway, it's a great product. I tried a bunch of them, over the years. I've tried so many and there's just no comparison. I think the thing that is so great about this one is I actually have what is known as reactive skin, which is I think that's the real reason I have a product obsession, because I spent half my childhood like at the dermatologist getting prescription creams and trying to figure out why I always had like this rash here and whatever. And this causes no problems for me. It actually feels hydrating rather than drying. Like a lot of retinoids feel very drying. This does not. Like you put it on and it almost feels like you've put on moisturizer.
Now I want this.
Can I just say, you should get it. It's really good.
Like, this is your retinol. This is your retinol program.
This is my retinol. And I've tried, you know, prescription retinols, and this is better. It just is. It works. It's better. I love it. And I tried, I've tried everything. I'm not going to name everything I tried because we'd be here for like 5 days, but it's just great. And then during the day, I use this vitamin C, the Sunday Riley CEO vitamin C brightening serum. And again, I've tried tons of vitamin C serums and this just works and doesn't irritate your skin. And it really works. It really does fade bright, dark spots, for real. You see a difference. So in terms of a moisturizer, I have two favorites, and one is, this is a mini because I'm at my office. This is a relatively new Sunday Riley product. It's the Ice Ceramide Cream.
And I like a ceramide cream.
I think you guys would both love this. It's like intensely moisturizing and it just feels so good, but it doesn't feel somehow like heavy. I like super heavy moisturizer. Like I want like butter on my face, but this for me is just better than anything I've tried. But the other product I love, which I don't have here because I just ran out of it, is Eucerin Advanced Repair Cream.
Okay. On your body or on your face?
On my face.
Ooh. Okay.
And I have to say, it's as good as this.
Wow. So, she just held up the Sunday Riley ceremony.
Sunday Riley. I'm so sorry, you guys. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Eucerin Advanced. Oh, yeah. It comes in like the big, like the kind of jug, not jug, like a little bucket. Yeah, tub.
Yeah.
Ooh, and you just open it and slather it on. Okay, Eucerin, the price point there is very appealing.
It's really good. And I've tried actually other things like that. Like I tried the CeraVe night cream that you recommended a while back. I've tried other Eucerins. I've tried like other drugstore-y products in part because I'll just go off on a tiny tangent here and say that my mom, as discussed, is 90 and my mom is gorgeous and she always has been. Like she's sort of model level gorgeous. And at 90, she looks 20 years younger than her age. Like she has amazing skin and she's never used anything more expensive than that Clinique yellow stuff, you know?
Yeah. But a
dramatically different moisturizer.
Yeah. 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 Like everyone used in the 80s, all moms used. I mean, she uses like oil of Olay or whatever, some like, and not even like fancy oil of Olay, like ancient oil of Olay and like some kind of weird pink bottle that you didn't even know that they made anymore. And so I'm always thinking, like, if my mom looks this good and she just used these cheap products, like, my mom would like put Vaseline on her legs when they were dry to moisturize. So I feel like maybe she has something there, you know? So I'm constantly trying drugstore products, but usually I don't love them.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. Gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, we are back. Here's my question. Do you ever feel frustrated like you're in being played, I guess, essentially by big skincare then? Because I do feel like the stories that we always hear are like, I know this person who's like 100 years old, they look 50, and it's because they use olive oil on their skin. And then I'm like, oh, okay, off I go to spend like my life's fortune at Sephora. Do you ever feel like you're in the Matrix there with skincare?
I do. I definitely do. I mean, like, here's one example that doesn't have to do with sort of the types of products we've discussed. But so, and I feel like I want to say this almost as a public service announcement to everyone. So I, for years, like starting when I was, I don't know, like maybe in my early 30s, would get like every month when I got my period, I would get like a hormonal cyst on my chin. And I actually have really dry skin, but it's also kind of like dehydrated. And so it didn't make any sense. I didn't even really have acne as a teenager. I was like, what is this? So it wouldn't go away. And, you know, every single month it would not go away. Eventually, I had a dermatologist. I went and was like, what is happening? And she was like, oh, we just have to like inject this with cortisone and it will go right away. And so then I started on this cycle of, you know, every month I was going into the dermatologist in this emergency way to get rid of this giant painful thing on my chin. And sometimes it would happen in really stressful situations, like when I had to speak to like 300 people while on book tour and that kind of thing. And you can't cover those cysts up and they really are horribly uncomfortable. So I was constantly trying to find a product that would make this go away and trying to figure out what can I use to make this go away and like reading about it, trying to sort of get to the bottom of it. And eventually my dermatologist was like, you know, I think we should get you started on spironolactone. I was like, what? What? And it turns out there's this medication that you can take that basically stops this. It's called spironolactone. You can take it in different dosages. And I felt like, why did no one talk to me about this 10 years ago or 15 years ago? Why now? You know, and I'm not saying anything bad about dermatologists. I love my dermatologist here in Brookline, Dory.
Nice.
But I feel like, you know, I don't know. Dermatologists make a lot of money every time you come in to get a cortisone shot. And like big skincare makes money on all these like, you know, anti-cyst things, you know, that, you know, and this really works on cystic acne that don't do anything. And so I started taking this medication. It's been 2 years and I haven't had one since. And it costs $8 a month.
Wow.
And so I say this because I say this first of all, because I do often see on the Facebook group people talking about cystic acne. And I sort of feel like people should know that there's another medication you can take for it too. But also just because I think sometimes there are these goals that we have with skincare that really are not going to be solved by a cream or a serum, like, but they might be solved by going into your dermatologist, you know, and just getting like some sort of not very sexy medication or prescription cream or something. I mean, there is also the converse or the inverse, whatever it is, of that. Like, Dory, you were talking a while back about Eucerin eczema cream, which is actually something that I always have in my house. And my dermatologist actually recommended it to me because I get eczema and I use that too. And it really does work. And you don't actually need like you're often told you need a steroid prescription cream. You don't. Like, that completely works. It's like a miracle. So, but anyway, yeah. So I do sometimes feel like.
Except when you do need a steroid prescription cream.
You sometimes really need the steroid prescription.
Yes.
Really do. Yes. Sometimes that's the only thing that's going to work. And that's fine. That's normal. Right. Yeah.
Joanna, you posted in the Facebook group the other day. And by the way, I love that you have used the Forever 35 Facebook group for advice about movie and book stuff. Like, it really kind of warms my heart. But you posted something about how can I look better on Zoom? And you got a ton of responses. And so I'm wondering, you look great, but I'm wondering what have you put into practice that you feel like has worked? How can people who want to look better on Zoom look better on
Zoom?
That
is such a great question, because this really was sort of torturous for me. I have all of these sort of Zoom interviews, like TV interviews and big events. Like last night I did this event, you know, for Lincoln Center and the New York Public Library. I mean, these very, very high profile things.
So crazy.
Yes. And also the other thing that I had to, the truth is that I did not think of this on my own. My kids thought of this, and told me this, that these events will also live on YouTube forever. So this came out because kids started looking at all the sort of videos of me on YouTube. I didn't know that there were any of them. I don't ever Google myself or look into anything about myself. So it was sort of horrifying that, like, for instance, this event that I did, forgive the tangent, but I swear this will all make sense in a second. Like, I did an event at Politics and Prose, the bookstore in DC, a bookstore I love. and it was in the summer. It was 1 million degrees. This is 5 years ago, so I was pregnant with Izzy, like early pregnancy, like throwing up.
Can I interrupt you to say that I literally just watched this in like preparing for you to come on? I know the exact video you're talking about because I found it on YouTube.
What I'm gonna say.
Okay, sorry.
So I was flown, because publishers are notoriously cheap. I was flown down the day of my event, and I was staying over, but they just flew me down that day. I had like maybe an hour when I got in to get ready. And so you can see my hair is wet. I have really, really thick, curly hair that I don't even know how to blow out or straighten. I never learned. And it takes hours to dry. Like, I washed my hair this morning. It's still wet. And I was like, what do I do? If I wash my hair, it's not going to dry. I'm going to have like soaking wet hair for this event, but it's all frizzy and weird. And I was wearing a dress that I kind of liked on the plane, but I was like, I thought I might have to go straight to the event. So I wore like an event dress, but it was kind of gross and like smelly. And so I changed into something else. And, you know, I didn't put on any makeup and just went to the event. And my hair is like back in like a frizzy bun. And now that event lives on YouTube forever. And so do I wish that I had like put on like at least some powder, as I wish I had done today too? Yes, I do. Or like definitely, I feel like I have very hooded lids and always have. And like, I look like I have no eyeballs sometimes. Like, I'm like, you know? So I wish I had put on some mascara at least. So, okay. To really answer your question, what have I learned? So I became freaked out by the thought of doing all these TV interviews and having no idea what I was doing. So what I learned was lighting is really important, and backdrop is really important. So I bought a ring light. Many people on the Facebook group told me to buy a ring light. A lot told me to buy this one particular one. So I bought it. And I switched around my office so that I could have this be my backdrop, actually, because there was no natural place with the way the furniture was. So I just had to move things around. So there's that. That's my environment. But then in terms of my actual person, a big important thing that I learned is like that what you wear really matters. And I had been just kind of like wearing. So by the time I asked this question, Dory, I had done a lot of events, a lot. And okay. I was like, oh my God. So I was just wearing like my favorite things. So I'm a person who I really love like very sort of like, I don't know, like, let's just call it like Brooklyn bohemian, like Silver Lake feminine bohemian, sort of like Ulla Johnson, like Victorian tops.
I get
it's
it.
It's like kind of my thing. It's always been my thing. And so I was wearing like big sleeved, like flowered blouses and, you know, all these like prints and like things with high Victorian collars. I also like to wear like really muted colors. And, everyone was like, no, you have to wear jewel tones. And I don't even own any, like, I don't wear anything bright ever. But I found like the one bright blue blouse in my closet that I've had forever and never wear. I found like a kind of ruby colored velvet jacket. I tried these all on. People also told me to test things out in Zoom. And everyone was right. They were all completely right. And those bright colors don't look bright in Zoom. They look much, much darker. Like I would say 5-10 shades darker. And then I found that, you really have to overdo your makeup. It's almost like, I mean, it's almost worse than being on TV, because when you're on TV, they have like these HD cameras and they can kind of see everything. So if you have makeup caked on, like you actually look bad. But with Zoom, it kind of like what I was told again by the Facebook group, I also talked to a couple of makeup artists and friends, like it kind of flattens you. So you need to sort of like do something akin to contouring. You need to have like way more blush than you think you want. Definitely more eye makeup. And definitely like either a bold lip or just like something on your lips, like something that's going to make them kind of
fascinating.
Yeah. So I've been doing all this.
Joanna, I wanted to ask, kind of going off of your book, and now obviously the movie, My Salinger Year, deals with your life in your early 20s. And, you know, we get a lot of questions from listeners who are in that time of their lives, in that age. And it is a very weird age. You're kind of figuring out how to carve out the world on your own terms. And I'm wondering now, as you are older and you're also kind of rewatching your life play out on film, what advice do you have for people, you know, who are in that kind of quarter life crisis time, but also, I mean, really anyone, when it comes for kind of searching for these important things like their career or friendship or human connection or love, like, what would you, not necessarily tell your younger self, but maybe people who are in that space right now?
I feel like a big overarching thing that I would say is don't be afraid to take risks. Don't be afraid to do the scary thing. You know, I think you guys often get, or it feels to me like you relatively regularly, I shouldn't say often, get letters on your mini episodes from people saying, you know, should I quit my job? Should I, you know, sort of wanting to take big risks. And I'm not advising that someone with no savings randomly quit their job, though I did do that like more than once. Yeah.
I
and
did too.
So maybe I am saying that. I mean, I think sometimes you just have to kind of follow your instincts, and you might, there are different reasons for sort of leaving a job. That's just one example. There are different reasons for sort of making big, bold choices, right? Like you could be feeling stuck, you could be feeling fine, but like you need to move in a different direction. And I think if you're feeling that, find a way to do it. And you don't necessarily need, you know, you could do it now. You could walk in and quit tomorrow, which is, you know, the job that's portrayed in My Salinger Year. That is what I did. I had this gut feeling. I need to leave this job. I need to leave this horrible boyfriend, who in the book, you sort of see how horrible he is. In the film, he's really softened. And he's also played by Doug Booth, who's like professionally handsome. Oh. So it's like, like, it doesn't seem that bad. But anyway, in life, he was bad. And I just knew that I had to sort of forge my own path. I knew that I had to be alone, and that my focus had to be on figuring out how, in what way I was going to be a writer, what I was going to do. And I knew that I could only do that alone and without this particular job where there was a lot of pressure to kind of move up the ladder, which sounds good. And if I had wanted to be a literary agent, it would be great. And I thought maybe I did. But as soon as I realized I didn't, I knew that I had to leave. So I guess I would just say, you know, don't be afraid to make big, bold choices and to kind of follow what could be an unconventional path. I think you guys honestly have both done that. And there isn't always a straight line through, you know, for a career. I think we're led to believe that there is as kids, right? But there isn't. And sometimes, you know, you have to sort of take what opportunities come to you, you know, that seem exciting and not worry too much about like, is this forever? You know, you have to kind of go where you want to go for a while.
I realize we didn't touch on this, but for our listeners who haven't read your book and are curious about the movie, can you give us a synopsis about what it is about? Because it is about your own life.
Absolutely. So I wrote it as if it were a novel. You know, every day I wrote with a little index card pinned up above my desk saying, this is a novel, you are a character. It is about, it's called My Salinger Year, just as a refresher, and it takes place over the course of 1 year, 1996, when I was 23 and 24, and I worked as an assistant at New York's oldest and most storied literary agency, Harold Ober Associates, as the assistant to the president, who, it turned out, I didn't know this when I took the job, was J.D. Salinger's agent. And I was told when I took the job that I would never have any contact with him, that he was a complete hermit. He didn't call. He didn't come in. You know, I was warned really stringently, he's not going to want to read your stories. He doesn't want to hear about your life. You know, just if he calls, just pass him on to your boss. But he's never going to call. And then on my first day, he called. And and I was so like, insane. What? And it turned out that he had decided he wanted to publish a new book. And so during that year, I was in touch with him constantly. And as it happened, my boss had a sort of personal tragedy and she was out and I had to kind of pretend to be her for a while. So that is the book. There's also a kind of love story in it having to do with a person known in the book just as my college boyfriend. A bunch of other, about a friend who's kind of pulling away from me and taking a more conventional path. The film follows the book pretty closely, but it also, you know, we had to compress a lot and there's fictionalization, of course, just to kind of have things make sense. Cause it would just be a book about a girl sitting there typing all day if we didn't fictionalize things. and it has, people have described it as having a sort of like little bit of kind of a stylized look to it, like a little tiny bit of like a Royal Tenenbaum sort of look to it. It's very beautiful. I feel like the one thing that I want everyone to know about the film is that there is a supporting character played by Yannick Truesdale, who is Michelle in the Gilmore Girls. So anyone who loves the Gilmore Girls will be very excited by this.
Well, Joanna, this has been so great to have you on the show. It's like a dream come true.
Truly.
So grateful for all your skincare advice that you've given us over the years privately. And now that we can share it with listeners, it's just such a treat. Why don't you let us know where we can follow along with your life and learn more about your books and your film and also like your skincare reps?
Maybe I should be posting those more rather than endless videos of my 5-year-old dancing to Taylor Swift.
So charming, though.
I'm on Instagram. It's just my name, Joanna Rakoff. I'm nominally on Twitter as J Rakoff. I hate Twitter, but there's lots of pressure to be on it right now. So I'm trying. And you can find me on Facebook just as my name, Joanna Rakoff. And you guys, thank you. It's so nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
This was so fun. Thank you, Joanna. Okay. Well, I mean, another one of those interviews where I'm like, I want to keep talking to her.
This job is such a pleasure.
I know
that we just get to chat. And then at the end, it's like, wish we could keep chatting for another hour.
Yeah.
It's just such a treat. It really is.
It is. It really, really is. Anyway.
So much skincare, so little time, I gotta say.
So, Kate, how has finding time to exercise / move in the morning been going for you?
Look, I've kind of nailed it. I didn't do it today, but I have had 3 days of morning exercise, like 7 a.m. or 8 a.m.
Wow.
It feels great. I actually really like the feeling of like getting up, getting my coffee, and then like, you know, pumping my iron.
Yeah.
Clanging those weights around.
That's so great. I'm so glad that's been working out. Literally.
Good one. Oh, see, there's the pun. You didn't push it, but there it is.
Because
see
you know what? You did that? I didn't even mean to do it, and I realized it halfway through. Maybe that's the best kind of pun.
That's how good you are.
That's just my mind just thinks like that. It's very sad. Okay. Well, I'm really glad to hear that.
I need to kind of keep focusing on making it like a practice as opposed to like today I'm going to try to do some exercising movement stuff this afternoon, which I don't love because I'll get like sucked into my work and then I'll be like, am I really going to do it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so I feel like I just have to do it and move on. So we'll see. TBD, but it's worked out this week.
I'm really glad to hear that. And what about this coming week? What do you have going on?
This coming week, Dory, my intention is to eat cookies.
Ooh, good one.
I ordered about 16 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. because my children are not in Girl Scouts this year. So I'm supporting other scouts. And, you know, I want to keep myself stocked up for the year. And so honestly, my intention is to eat Girl Scout cookies, enjoy them, do it mindfully and without judgment of myself.
Yes, I love all of this.
So that's it.
That's
cookies,
great.
Baby. Cookies is my intention.
Well, let me tell you what's been going on in my intention zone. My intention had been to take a morning walk, but the morning, I've realized that the morning walk is better suited to an afternoon walk. But I've been pretty consistent with it, and it is actually a nice activity for that like late afternoon hour before dinner when you like you're kind of tired and you don't really know what to do.
The 4 to 5 p.m. hour?
Yeah, that hour.
Yeah, it's a weird hour.
Yeah, it's more, for us, it's more like 4:30 to 5:30, but yeah, okay. That like that roughly that hour.
Like tea time, essentially?
Yes, tea time. So either we will do tea time or we will take a walk. And so far, we've been taking a walk.
The walk makes sense.
Yeah, it's been nice. And then this week, I'm just going to check something else off my life checklist. I don't know what yet, but it will be something.
I love that you have a life checklist.
I mean, it's not written down anywhere. It's just kind of in my head of like, I need to do that.
Right. It's things that you are intending to get done.
Yeah. And it's not like empty the dishwasher. It's like,
right.
It's like buy life insurance. Like it's these kind of like big things that I've just been like putting off.
Yeah, I get it. The hard stuff that actually really makes a long-term impact.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna burrow into that list in my head and pick something out.
Good for you.
Thanks, Kate.
Proud of you. Proud of you.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Well, it's been a pleasure, as always, to chat with you. And I just want to remind everyone that Forever 35 is hosted and produced by me, Dori Shafrir, and Kate Spencer, and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. Sam Reed is our project manager, and our network partner is Acast. We'll talk to you all again extremely soon.
Bye.
Bye.